This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller in Cuba for bilateral talks, CARICOM countries looking to adopt Jamaica's telecoms model, and Global Logistics Hub Initiative expected to significantly improve Jamaica's global competitiveness. The details after the break. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is now in Cuba for a four-day official visit. During the trip, Mrs. Simpson Miller will hold bilateral talks with Cuban President Raul Castro. The leaders will also discuss the upcoming fifth CARICOM Cuba Summit, which is scheduled for later this year.
Pleased to be here representing my country, Jamaica, and to bring best wishes to the government and people of Cuba. And I want to thank you so much for the very warm welcome. I look forward to the conference and the discussions we have.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller speaking at the Jose Marti International Airport in Havana Sunday. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to lead Jamaica's delegation to the second summit of the heads of state and government of the Community of Latin America and the Caribbean, CELAC. The summit will be held in Havana from January 28 to 29 under the theme, The Struggle Against Hunger, Poverty and the Inequalities in Latin America and the Caribbean. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says countries in CARICOM are looking to adopt Jamaica's successful telecoms model. Minister Paulwell says CARICOM technology ministers in Grenada recently examined Jamaica's model. He says further talks on the matter are expected to take place at the CARICOM intersessional meeting slated for February 24 and 25 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
For the first time at the CARICOM intersessional meeting in February, ICTs will be a major item for the heads to deal with. And throughout the discussion, people were commenting on the Jamaican model, not only in terms of how we were able to liberalize and all the countries have followed our route in terms of opening up telecommunications, but also in how we were able to creatively fund universal service. And this is going to become a model for the rest of the Caribbean.
Mr. Paulwell was speaking at the official opening of the Michael Black Business Resource Center in St. Andrew recently. The center was set up at a cost of approximately $3 million and is equipped with 15 computers. Implementation of the Global Logistics Hub Initiative is expected to significantly improve Jamaica's global competitiveness, this by providing greater access to markets and reducing attendant costs in the process, among other things. President of the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says in light of this, trade and export must be viewed from a global perspective.
We have to start operating on a single economic platform. Jamaica has to get global. We have to not think local, but we have to think global and act global. That's the imperative that we have to follow.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at the closing ceremony for JAMPRO's Export Max development program in Kingston recently. And the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is to undertake a project aimed at upgrading several attractions and places of interest in Manchester and St. Elizabeth. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says these facilities are expected to deliver greater economic benefits to their respective communities and Jamaica as a whole. He says the move is aimed at boosting the tourism offering on the island's south coast. Minister McNeil adds that the upgrade forms part of the government's thrust towards developing community tourism. The Tourism and Entertainment Minister was speaking during a recent tour of several attractions in St. Elizabeth. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.